Well, good afternoon. 안녕하세요. It is an honor to be here at the War Memorial of Korea. In a few moments, I'll lay a wreath to pay tribute to our service members who've given their lives in defense of our freedom. And tomorrow, I'll address our troops and civilians at Yongsan Garrison. I've said before, I have no higher honor than serving as your commander-in-chief. And today I can think of no higher privilege than being here with all of you and your families for this special moment, becoming the newest citizens of the world's oldest constitutional democracy. I know that each of you have traveled your own path to this moment. You come from 14 different countries. Some of you have called Seoul home. But a day came when each one of you did something extraordinary. 13 of you made the profound decision to put on the uniform of a country that was not yet fully your own. 7 of you married an American soldier. And as a military spouse, that means you've been serving our country too. If there's anything that this should teach us, it's that Americans is strengthened by our immigrants. I had the chance to talk to our ambassador and our commander here, and I said to them that there's no greater strength, no greater essence of America than the fact that we attract people from all around the world who want to be part of our democracy. We are a nation of immigrants. People from every corner, every walk of life, who picked up tools to help build our country, who started up businesses to advance our country, who took up arms to defend our country. What makes us Americans is something more than just the circumstances of birth, what we look like, what God we worship. Rather, it is a joyful spirit of citizenship. And citizenship demands participation and responsibility and service to our country and to one another. And few embody that more than our men and women in uniform. If we want to keep attracting the best and the brightest, the smartest and most selfless the world has to offer, then we have to keep this in mind, the value of our immigrants to our way of life. It is central to who we are. It's in our DNA. It's part of our creed. And that means moving forward, we've got to fix our broken immigration system and pass common sense immigration reform. This is a huge advantage to us, the talent that we attract. We don't want to make it harder. We want to make it more sensible, more efficient. That's why I'm going to keep on pushing to get this done this year so that others like the young men and women here have the opportunity to join our American family and serve our great nation. Today, I'm thrilled that in a few moments I'll get to call each of you my fellow Americans. I am so proud to be sharing this stage with you today. Congratulations, but I don't want to talk too long because I'm not the main event. Thank you very much for your service.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Walter Haith, United States Citizenship and Immigration Service Field Office Director, to present the candidates.
Thank you, Mr. President. Deputy Director Dom, it is my honor to present 20 candidates for naturalization from 14 different countries. Each of them have been examined by a USCIS officer and has been found to be of good moral character and attached to the principles of the Constitution of the United States. Each of them has been found to be eligible in every respect for United States citizenship. I request, therefore, that you administer the oath of allegiance on behalf of the United States government.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Robert Daum, United States Citizenship and Immigration Service Deputy District Director for Asia Pacific, to administer the oath of allegiance.
Candidates for citizenship, please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I hereby declare on oath, that I absolutely and entirely, renounce and abjure, all allegiance and fidelity, to any foreign prince, potentate, state or sovereignty, of whom or which, I have heretofore, been a subject or citizen, that I will support and defend, the Constitution and laws, of the United States of America, against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I will bear arms on behalf of the United States when required by the law, that I will perform non-combatant service in the armed forces of the United States when required by the law, that I will perform work of national importance under civilian direction, when required by the law, and that I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation, or purpose of evasion. So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, you are the newest citizens of the United States of America.